Our next story is an economic mystery. Our Planet Money reporter, Hannah Jaffe Wald, stumbled over it while holiday shopping.
The other day, I went to Toys R Us after work to buy my son some Legos for Hanukkah. He's never had Legos before, so I was very excited. But did you know that a basic box of Legos costs $59.99 for just 102 Duplo pieces? 60 bucks. They're plastic blocks.
Legos cost a lot of money.
Yeah, actually, that's what's bad.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
So when I met Luke Siegel, Marius Tanase, and Nicholas O'Sullivan, fourth grade Lego experts, I asked them, is that normal? How expensive do Legos get?
I've seen one that's 400 before.
Lego appears to be basically immune to competition. It has about 70% of the construction toy market. And the question is, why? Again, these are plastic blocks we're talking about. Lego's patents expired a while ago, so how hard could it be to make a cheap knockoff? I brought this question up with Luke, one of the 9-year-old Lego experts, and it, you know, said something like, what's so hard about making Legos?
They pay attention to so much detail. I've never saw a Lego piece that has a little bump on it that couldn't go together with another one.
Lego spends a lot of attention on clutch power.
Experts of all ages agree on this, although David Robertson had a fancy term for what Luke is talking about. Robertson's writing a book about Lego's remarkable success, which he says has had a lot to do with clutch power.
Clutch power?
Clutch power, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, what you want when two bricks stack together is you want that satisfying click.
David Robertson told me, look inside any Lego brick. He calls them bricks. And there are three numbers in there. Those three numbers tell you exactly what kind of Lego brick you are holding, say a 2x4. They tell you when it was made, from what mold, and in exactly what position in that mold.
So if this brick didn't fit right, if it was too loose or too sticky or snapped apart, they could go find mold 238 and look at the 15th brick impression in that mold so that they could fix it and make sure that it continued making every single one of the 60 million bricks that it's going to make exactly right.
For decades, this is what kept Lego ahead. But over the last several years, a competitor has emerged with clutch power that at this point rivals Lego, Mega Bloks. Mega Bloks are plastic blocks that look just like Legos, snap onto Legos, and are often half the price. So Lego tried other ways to stay ahead, like suing. David Robertson says Lego tried to trademark its block, basically say nobody has the right to make a stacking block that looks like a Lego.
That didn't fly, and it didn't succeed anywhere. Every single country that they tried to make that argument in decided against Lego.
Lego needed to do something Mega Bloks could not copy, something dramatic, big.
Build your own galaxy with the three new planets from Lego Star Wars.
Lego got exclusive rights to Star Wars. If you want to build a Death Star, Lego is now the only company that can make that happen.
As a business decision, it was maybe one of the best ever.
And Lego kept going, licensing other properties.
There's the Lego Indiana Jones series, Lego Winnie the Pooh.
There's a Toy Story Lego.
Yeah. Also, for my birthday, I want the Hogwarts Castle for Harry Potter.
David Robertson says buying rights to Star Wars and Harry Potter saved Lego. The money was huge, but more importantly, it taught Lego that what customers wanted to do with the blocks was tell stories. So Lego makes or licenses the stories customers want to tell. And by doing that, Lego's managed to keep lots of kids feeling the way Luke does.
Like, if you were talking to a friend, you wouldn't say, oh my god, I just got a big set of Mega Bloks. Like, they wouldn't be like, oh my god. When you say Legos, they would probably be like, awesome, can I go up to your house and play?
But Mega Bloks can buy the right to stories too, and it is doing that. It now owns Thomas the Tank Engine, Hello Kitty, the video game Halo, and on the shelves for the first time ever this week, Mega Bloks Barbies. Hannah Jaffe Wald, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, who believes in getting more from your news and your money, offering money market accounts. Learn more at allybank.com.